This segment of the Voice of Alabama Politics is brought to you by the Alabama Rural Broadband Coalition.
Coming up next on the Voice of Alabama Politics, a special edition. Happy New Year. All this and much, much more coming up next on The V. Welcome to the Voice of Alabama Politics, where we tackle the tough issues so you have the hard facts. I'm your host, Bill Britt. Happy New Year. Each year, we take time to look back at the year that was. Alabama is prospering like it never has before. We held a peaceful election and reelected Governor Kay Ivey. We want to take a few moments to look back over key moments from 2022.
I came away from the State of the State feeling good in light of where we are. Right. And as far as the governor has tackled some of the tougher issues that we've had in the state for 40 years, really.
She has, mm-hmm. Yes, and she does a great State of the State. I hate that we weren't there this time. I do enjoy watching her deliver the State of the State, but she's really done some accomplishments with our infrastructure and a lot of those issues that have been hanging around for a very long time.
Josh, you and I broke a story over at APR this week, and I have to say, you and I have been in this business more than a minute. And yeah. It was one of the most sickening stories that we've ever had to report. And what it is, and I'm going to let you talk more about it, Josh, but Mike Durant, U.S. Senate candidate from here in Alabama, we discovered that his father, Leon Durant, had molested Mike Durant's sister mm-hmm. for over a decade. Mike Durant, at some point, became aware that this had happened to his sister. And then he went on a news show and said that it never happened, that his sister was making it up. And even though his sister then, through her attorney, released two letters from Mike Durant in which he acknowledged that his father had confessed to him that he had molested his sister over a number of years, and Mike Durant is still not answering questions on why he did not stand up for his sister when she was molested by their father. Josh, if you want to expand on that.
Yeah, it's one of the weirder things that I've ever encountered. I mean, he clearly so the letters that he sent, they occurred in 91, shortly thereafter. He was obviously taken a prisoner of war in Mogadishu in Somalia. And then after his release was when his sister filed a lawsuit against their father. Because they had entered into an agreement in which the father would not do certain things, not be around certain people, also would go to therapy for what had taken place, because as she had said, he molested her from the time that she was a toddler up until she was 19 years old.
Josh, you've covered this a lot. Federal courts this past week blocked Alabama's congressional district's map, and this... The court said they had 2 weeks to redraw them, or they would draw them for them. What's your take on this?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think this was a surprise to anybody, really. I mean, when those new maps came out and they held on to the single majority-minority district, which is Terry Sewell's in the 7th, which snakes its way from Mobile to North Birmingham so it can grab up every majority black district along the way, that's what... You know, everybody said there's no way it's not representative of the current population, which is what, 27 or 28% black now,
which gives you
14% of your congressional folks, as a minority.
And the legislature wants to turn everyone into Dirty Harry.
Oh!
Free for all. Congressional, constitutional, God bless America, everybody needs a gun. Josh, they are going to pass a bill that says anybody can carry a firearm anywhere they want to on their person and conceal it.
Yeah. And every single law enforcement officer that you talk to is against it. To the point where several of them rallied outside the state house to show their disagreement with the bill and what's behind it. They say it'll make the public less safe. It'll make them less safe. And they have good examples of this.
This is just another sign of the pandering to the base. It is the case where politicians misidentify a problem, then find a totally inappropriate solution to the problem, Josh. We don't have a problem with transgender bathrooms in Alabama, public schools.
No, we don't have it anywhere in America. We don't have a problem with that. I don't understand what Republicans' obsessions with bathrooms are. What are y'all doing in the bathrooms?
Yeah. Don't be fooled. This has nothing to do with anything but an election issue.
We got some alerts from Mar-a-Lago that Katie Britt was down visiting former President Trump on Tuesday. This was also reported by The Hill and Politico. And Susan, they had a spirited conversation, we hear. They had a good time meeting and chatting. But there were also some things that came out that weren't so good for other people.
It seems like former President Trump is not real happy with Durant.
So not only does the Britt campaign have more money than the Durant campaign, but it's coming from actual donors. So that shows support from people in all 67 counties. Durant doesn't have support from people in Alabama who are willing to donate that money. And so what it shows is that his support is very, very surfaced. And the people that are supporting Britt are willing to support her through everything.
Most people don't realize is that Kay Ivey has been running since she was treasurer. Her name ID is so valid. I mean, she's put so much money in it since the time she was treasurer. Mm-hmm. To lieutenant governor, and now to governor.
Right.
Yeah, so she's got a lot of spit in this game.
Hey, something that really important happened during legislative session, I think, is that the legislature allocated money to reduce maternal mortality, a real win for the women of our state. I felt it was positive. Angie, I don't know how you feel about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely anything that we can do to help women and children is positive.
We got the election coming up Tuesday, the runoff for U.S. Senate here in Alabama. It looks like Katie Britt, if the polls are correct, is going to walk away with this, Josh.
Yeah, I read that in a column this week. Some guy wrote that Katie Britt's going to be your next U.S. senator. Seemed like he knew what he was talking about. I don't know. I think, you know, you look at the polling on this, and you don't even need polling. You just look back at the general or the primary election. I think it's pretty evident, you know, that she was strong. She was a lot stronger in places that I think surprised people.
I mean, Susan, for years, Democrats, Republicans voted in Democratic primaries so that they could have some representation when it was a one-party Democratic state. Now it's a one-party Republican state, and it seems there's a push to change that. But this the question I have. How many people get left out who do not want to register as a Republican or a Democrat, who do not identify with either party?
I think there's going to be a lot of people, because even though, say, somebody primarily votes Democrat or primarily votes Republican, they may not want to put their name on those registers. Same thing with an independent. What's an independent going to do in that situation?
Right.
Are they going to cut them out completely? The thing is here is that no matter what you do in the state of Alabama, what election you're voting in, the end result is going to be a Republican.
Yeah. The Alabama Ethics Commission gave itself the right to violate criminal procedures, to violate, ignore state law, and ignore the United States Constitution. They did that in an advisory opinion in which they said they had no obligation during an investigation to give the defendant or the defense attorney exculpatory evidence or Brady material, Josh. I mean, these are the basic building blocks of our entire system of justice when it comes to
run with it.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, so just to lay this down where so everybody kind of understands it here, essentially what this means is that let's say you are unfortunate enough to be the subject of an ethics investigation. Somebody turns you in for not, you know, for misusing campaign funds, for example, and they begin an investigation into you. And along the way, they find out that, hey, turns out that's not true. You had a perfectly reasonable explanation for why you spent campaign funds on X. Yet they never disclose that information to you, and they carry on with this investigation.
Speed is one of the biggest factors in a fatal car crash. Your car stops, but your body does not stop at the same time. Your body keeps going. You know, and that could be running into your seatbelt, that could be hitting the airbag, something has to stop it. And unfortunately, it's something very hard.
There have been times that we've come upon accidents where if people weren't speeding, they'd probably still be alive today.
It's truly dangerous and it puts everybody at risk.
There's just no point to it.
This kind of stuff has got to stop.
This segment of the Voice of Alabama Politics is brought to you by the Alabama Rural Broadband Coalition.
Welcome back to The V, the voice of Alabama politics. Sometimes covering politics in Alabama is like watching a slow-moving train wreck. It's breathtaking, horrifying, and you pray that everyone gets out okay. Let's look back at some of those key moments from 2022.
You know, sometimes this attorney general's office is kind of the gift that keeps on giving.
We have an attorney general's office?
We do.
Oh.
We don't know that the attorney general's over there.
I don't know that they're doing anything, but anyway.
All right, so this guy, Anthony Patrick Hall, is accused of murdering a deputy sheriff in Bibb County. A horrible thing that happened. He also critically wounded another deputy. Mm-hmm. And so after that horrific event, mm-hmm. Marshall came out and said, well, this is why we don't need any more criminal justice reform, because this guy was released on good time. Mm-hmm. Well, what nobody seemed to point out until Alabama Political Reporter pointed it out is that this guy should not have been given good time at all, because he actually had escaped from jail from county jail a few years earlier, had been captured, was charged, but no one ever did anything about it. It never went on his record that he had escaped, Josh. I mean, this has nothing to do with criminal justice reform.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to suggest the possibility that the Department of Corrections somehow messed something up? Is that what you're an entity that runs like a top almost every other day managed to mess something up in the paperwork of a guy? Get out of here.
We look back just recently over the weekend, not this past weekend.
Right.
Four people died while in prison. Incarcerated men died. Four in a weekend.
Come on now. We're approaching 30 dead prisoners, and we're only in August. I mean, we're getting really close to 30 in our correctional system. I mean, this is crazy. What are they actually doing here? Are they not paying attention? Are things going on behind the scenes that we need to know about?
Since then, the Republican Party has not been run as a political machine. We have these weird dinners and you know, these bizarre kind of hold you hostage for 5 hours on a Friday night, but it doesn't do anything to advance the Republican candidates on the ballot. And I think a return, not to the Mike Hubbard days, but a return to the strategy of having the Republican Party run as an actual political operation rather than a weird social club, I think would go a long way in actually helping candidates and connecting with actual Republican voters. Because right now, there's not a strong connection between what's happening at Republican Party headquarters and what's happening with Republican voters in the field.
Jeff Skaggs, it was announced that he will become the chief of staff to Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth.
on October 1. And we've known Jess for a long, long time. He's just very dear to us, and we're very proud of the job he's done there. And Will Ainsworth could not have been more gracious in the announcement and how it went.
Right.
Went about.
In fact, he and his wife met on this set. Even though we were at the RSA at the time, they met on this set. And we're so proud of Jess.
Who is this you're talking about?
Let me tell you something, Josh. If you don't like Jess Skaggs...
You talking about Charlana's husband? Charlana's husband?
Mrs. Charlana's
Jess,
and he knows it.
Yeah, but he's got one of the most brilliant political minds for his age of anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah, Jess is a good dude. I like Jess a lot.
Jess is a quality guy. He has worked hard. He has paid his dues. And
he has.
And like I said, if you don't like Jess Skaggs, something's wrong with you. You need to go check yourself because everybody I know loves Jess Skaggs.
I don't know about the working hard part, but all the rest of it's true.
I can tell you this. If you look up loyalty in the dictionary, his picture is right there.
It sure seemed like the Republicans and the Republican-appointed justices were heavily leaning toward favoring Alabama's districts and not allowing a second minority district.
Yeah, and I think you were correct when you first described them as Republicans. It's weird to listen to oral arguments and to have a Supreme Court justice essentially rewrite the argument for you on the fly so it would be more palatable to the
that's
court.
That's what Samuel Alito did.
Right? Yeah, that's what he did. I mean, he basically told the Solicitor General from Alabama, LaCour, that his arguments were pretty far reaching out there, which basically means that there's no chance that you're ever going to get some of these things through the court.
Hey, I want to get back to state politics. You know, Katie Britt is now Senator-elect. Mm-hmm. Katie Britt, we congratulate Katie and her family. If you went to any of the events on Tuesday night, and we went,
yeah.
There was enthusiasm, mostly stayed at most of the events. But when you went to the Katie Britt event, Susan, there were fans.
Yes.
I mean, just hundreds of fans there to see Katie Britt.
It was so impressive. We went through looking for the usual politicos, and they just weren't there. But that room was full of people that were handing out signs and passing signs and just full of enthusiasm, not only just to even see her on stage. First female senator from the state of Alabama, youngest senator. I mean, she ticks so many boxes that we're so proud of.
And she's also the only senator with school-age children. There are senators there who could certainly easily be her grandparent, but she will be a rising star in the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure our viewers at this point are aware of the mass shooting at the Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia last week. What you're probably not aware of is that our Charlie Walker's sister was among those victims. She is a mother of three, Sarah, She was shot multiple times. She is in critical condition at this point. We are wishing Charlie and all the family well and hope that Sarah does recover from this horrible event. Josh, too many guns, too many killings.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I have a very recent terrible history with guns in my
yes,
family.
Yes, you do.
And so... it has not been anything related to a mass shooting, but I would say that it's only a matter of time before everybody in the country is in some way impacted personally by a mass shooting because they happen so frequently.
Charlie Walker, her sister, was a victim in the Walmart shooting in Chesapeake, Virginia. She was one of two that have survived being shot. She was shot multiple times. She has had multiple surgeries. But we are happy to be able to announce that she is on the mend, and they expect her to recover. It will be a long recovery, learning to walk and learning to speak and things like that. But she is alive and improving every day.
The state, because of COVID, was given some $2.1 billion in various tranches. Now we have more of that ARPA money to spend.
And that's going to be a big priority, right? How to spend that money.
Yeah, and I met with the governor Friday, and we went over a lot of the issues. And, of course, ARPA funding, as you can imagine, is one of them. And I think one of her charges that she had given to us on the first tranche was, let's make investments in our state. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure that it's not a one-time spend. Make sure it's going to be something that's going to be here for the long haul for the people of our state. And I think all in all, we did that. And I believe you'll see more of that. I think this tranche will be a little bit more covenant by the Treasury Department. I mean, I think it'll be limited more than what our last one was. We'll probably see more in sewer and water. We'll probably see more in hospital and nursing homes. We'll probably see more in broadband.
Any last thoughts?
You know, I think going into the session, of course, we're excited in the new role. We've got had opportunity to put a good staff together. I think we got good committee chairs. We got good people we're serving with, and certainly look forward to continuing our success that the state's had.
Throughout my career, I've seen many crashes, and a lot of the fatalities are from people who haven't worn their seatbelt.
Cars have rolled over multiple times.
I've had people end up in lakes, ravines. I've been looking for people in the woods for a couple hours before.
Usually just about every bone in their body is broken, their organs have ruptured, and typically they die.
You want to save a life? Just simply click a button and put the seatbelt on.
Seatbelts really do save lives.
Welcome back to The V, the voice of Alabama politics. Politics is serious business, deadly serious sometimes, but it can also be funny. It can be absurd. It can make us laugh. So let's look back at some of the funnier moments of 2022.
Former Chief Justice Roy Moore, Senate candidate in 2017, and Lee Corfman, a woman who accused him at 14, when she was 14, he was 32, of making unwanted or sexual advances towards her. They went to trial this week, Josh, and you could not write this as a graphic novel and it be any more silly or serious. Let me tell you who these racist judges are. They're two of them are picks from Donald J. Trump presidency. One of them is from Obama. So what Mo Brooks is saying is that Donald J. Trump selected racist liberal judges to serve in Alabama. Trump said that this handling of his sister's abuse by his father and denying it pointed directly to his character, and that he found that Durant must be a person of low character. I know Josh is going to break up at that.
Your character, my God.
I mean, you're telling me that a politician in Alabama went and campaigned with Snoop? Really? I mean, come on, man. The session is nearing the end, thank God. I just don't think these guys are having any fun, Angie. I mean, you're down there. I mean, there's no laugh riot. There's no comedy. They're just not feeling it. It's just all serious. And today I'm joined by Susan Britt, research guru extraordinaire, and the extraordinarily competent and brilliant Josh Moon, investigative reporter and columnist at APR.
Oh, man, I love it when Angie's not here. It's so much better. I get treated so much better when Angie's not here. It's great.
Well, I heard from a lot of my Republican friends this week who were jubilant that Brooks is out, because they all, to a person, felt that he had been an embarrassment.
Hi, guys.
Yes.
You know, Josh, the two white guys talking, I don't know. We're out of that now, right?
Yeah.
You got me back.
Apparently.
Made me regret it, but you got me back.
Yeah, got canceled after 1 week. I don't know what happened.
Well, there you go. Cancel culture, man. Two white guys talking. That ain't that popular anymore.
Us white men, we're always the targets.
But, you know, we had a friend that said to us, it looked to me that Katie was the only person running as a man in this election. And what they meant was, when Mo Brooks got hit with negative ads, he won. Mm-hmm. That's what he wanted to talk about.
I tell you, you know what is not doing well? It's the state of Alabama.
Oh,
the state of Alabama is in trouble. We have so many scoundrels doing so many scoundrel things right now. It's just unbelievable.
You know, just when you think there's nothing you can write about, Stuff keeps happening, right?
I never think that. I know something's coming.
It's always coming, right? This is like a flood. Josh, I know you're not fond of tolls. We got 20 seconds for you to rebut.
I hate to be on the side of Jim Ziegler in anything, but, we pay taxes. Build the roads, man. Build the roads. That's all.
There you go. They voted unanimously. It's a good thing that Josh wasn't on the planning commission.
Right. It'd be one against. One against.
Why do we have so many agencies and boards in Alabama that don't even follow their own rules? I mean, you got the ethics department, ethics commission. You've got the AG's office. None of these people follow the rules.
We were looking through contract review the other day. And I mean, if you really want to see how poorly government works, just go pull up contract review. It's on the Allison website and just read through some of the brilliant things that are in there.
Go home, Mo, please. Just go home. We're tired of it. We don't want to hear it anymore. Nobody cares. Go home.
I hope he keeps talking.
he sounds a lot more like you, Josh, these days than a Republican.
Yeah, I mean, that's, a bit of an insult for me, but thanks.
Charlie Walker, assistant to the editors at APR, and all around great girl Friday. Hey, somebody who's having a fun time out there is Mo Brooks. You know, since he lost his Senate race, Donald Trump has become the worst human being on the face of the earth, according to Mo Brooks. I mean, this is the height of hypocrisy, isn't it?
Yeah. He was literally going to just basically tear up the Constitution to keep this dude in office. And I mean, he was leading the charge for the fraudulent election, and he was MAGA Mo. He literally had MAGA Mo on his Twitter account, on his signs that he put in people's yards. It was MAGA Mo.
Well, unfortunately, Perry O said that, thank Jesus Christ. And I said, no, thank Joe Espy and old Republican money.
Well, that's our look back at 2022. From all of us here at the Voice of Alabama Politics, we want to say thank you and Happy New Year. As we leave today, let's take time to remember those we lost in 2022.